USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is calling for the protection of civilians in Gaza.
Blinken is meeting with Egypt's president on Sunday. Mideast leaders are hoping to prevent a wider conflict. The latest numbers as of Sunday morning indicate that more than 2,400 people have been killed in Gaza and 9,200 injured. In Israel, 1,400 people have been killed and 3,500 wounded. 29 Americans were also killed and 15 remain missing, according to the State Department. I'm Skip Kelly.
FBI Director Christopher Wray said the reported domestic threats have surged as conflicts in Israel escalates. Wray acknowledged the increase in threats due to the heightened environment, calling for increased vigilance and requesting that police continue to share intelligence and observations. In the week since the deadly Hamas attack on Israel, pro-Palestinian rallies have taken place in several cities across the U.S. Anti-Semitic activist organizations are supporting the attack, calling Israelis occupiers. Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin of Virginia says it's important for the Jewish people to know they are supported.
There is a real sense of fear in the Jewish community, and we need to recognize that anti-Semitism is real, and we have families that are afraid to go to the grocery store. They're afraid for their children in school. In the United States, in Virginia. And so we are standing strong to combat anti-Semitism and to tell the Jewish people that we are standing with them at this horrific time.
Actress Suzanne Somers has died after a long battle with breast cancer. Somers gained instant fame in the mid-70s as Chrissy Snow on the ABC hit comedy Three's Company. She went on to star in other sitcoms such as Step by Step and She's the Sheriff. In addition to acting, Somers had her own line of health, beauty, and fitness products. This is USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
A teenager is in custody in connection with last week's mass shooting that left five people injured at Maryland's Morgan State University. The 17-year-old male was arrested on Thursday in Washington, D.C., will face multiple counts of attempted murder. Detectives are also looking for another suspect identified as 18-year-old Jovan Williams. A $9,000 reward is being offered for tips in the case. Former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen is facing a health-related issue and will not testify in court next week. Cohen was scheduled to appear on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week to testify in Trump's $250 million civil fraud case. The news comes one day after Trump announced he would fly into New York to watch Cohen testify. The days of walking into your neighborhood Best Buy store for the latest DVD are about to be a thing of the past.
The consumer electronics retailer is phasing out the sale of physical movies in its stores, but not until after the holidays. Best Buy will stop selling DVD and Blu-ray discs in its stores by early next year. The company says the way we watch movies and TV shows is much different than it was decades ago. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Kaiser Permanente and its union workers have agreed on a tentative deal after the largest health care strike in American history. Last week's strike lasted only 3 days, but the unions were threatening an 8-day strike that would have taken place next month if a deal wasn't reached by Halloween. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.